Humans. Is this the tender?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the year. That was the year the Philadelphia 76ers would have won an NBA championship.
Dude, close out your apps.
Dude, how many apps do I have open? Is it bad?
It's been a solid 20 seconds right now of me just slipping up and up. Premier League, man. See you, Aston Villa.
Anyway, luckiest shot.
Oh, there we go. We finally got to it. Dude, I'm proud of you. You haven't played Frost Stars in a bit. Dude, you go through a lot of bad. That was the last thing I swiped up on. Yeah.
Since I've been on. But
it's quality.
Man, what an NBA playoffs we have here. Last year was kind of mid. A lot of upsets coming in this year, for sure.
I would like to apologize also. We are in secondary location tonight because... You know, we don't own the apartment, unfortunately. Yep. I'm in a squeaky chair. Jake is sick.
On the floor.
But this episode is brought to you by Jack Daniel's Down Home Punch.
Yep.
Quality. Actually, it's mid. But it gets the blood flowing a bit.
It's not their best.
No, it's not. Anyway, what do you mean last year was mid? The Heat run was fun. They knocked out the Knicks. It was fun. It was a fun run.
It's definitely not going to be this year. This year's going to be electric.
This year's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to this year.
Do we know the score on the playing game right now?
I can look it up. I can definitely look it up.
Anyway, yeah, so we're going to be just talking about just the NBA playoffs, what to expect. We'll kind of do this in a March Madness-esque way.
The Heat are up 10 against the Bulls right now.
Yeah, Kobe White just had a career night, so that, you know, that's pretty cool.
Hey, special teams, special plays, special players.
I guess so. I mean, the fro, he's killing it with the fro. So we're just going to be talking about the playoffs a little bit. Then Blaine's going to be talking a lot of NHL stuff.
I'm feeling the weight of having to carry this show because he's sick, but honestly, I don't really want to talk that much. I will end up talking.
Yeah.
But I don't, yeah.
So how do you want to do this? You want to just go like the bracket, like just talking about each game, and then obviously.
Listen, we always say, you know, we're going to talk about the whole thing, but I mean, we know what you guys are interested in listening to. We know what we're interested in talking about. It's going to be majority, you know, Knicks, Sixers, I think. But we're also going to touch on the NHL playoffs, I think, a bit, you know, just because there is nothing in this world like playoff hockey.
No, there is not. All right. So, I mean, we'll just hop right into it. So, Celtics. Versus either the Heat or the Bulls tonight. If Jimmy Butler's not playing, if the Heat don't win this game.
So I think he is. Is he not?
Nice. Bring his MCL.
Is he not playing tonight?
I think he's done for the rest of the year.
You're looking this up.
But anyway, I just don't see the Heat magic happening this year. I think he's out.
Yeah, next several weeks.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. There's like this whole beef with Oubre and him online. It was pretty funny.
Oubre acts like he's good at basketball.
Yeah, I mean, he's okay. But he's
Jake's complaining because I'm watching the Yankees right now.
Freaking ridiculous.
Listen, I would love to be watching sports talking about sports. Okay.
You are unbelievable. I hope you know that.
Listen, Yankee baseball. You know, they had the little, like, radio ad. You know, it was like, attention fans, you know, and then they had the music in the background as I was turning around the corner right next to your dumpster.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I got chills down my spine. I was like, I thank the good Lord for that's, dude. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm thankful.
Yeah.
For the good Lord making me a Yankee, even though it's a love hate relationship. That ball is a foot outside. That's Waddle. I like the take. All right. Anyway, yeah, Celtics are winning that series. I didn't know Jimmy Butler's injury was that bad.
Yeah.
But apparently it's that bad.
Yeah, it's not great. Man, are we going to talk about that? Did you watch that Sixers game?
I watched.
Wait, we were actually together.
I watched the third quarter, and then we were getting Taco Bell.
Right.
Okay, so the pickup basketball game.
Right.
So I watched the second quarter before half. No. It was halftime going into the third quarter. So I watched like the first 5 minutes of the third quarter. I watched the Bricking for Chicken.
Right after that is when
I went up to go play basketball. And then we went to Taco Bell after. And I was checking the score as we were driving.
I got myself some nugs.
I got myself some nuggets too. With the Karen special.
Oof. Electric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bad day to be a toilet though.
So. It definitely was, for sure. Anyway, so yeah, so I think Celtics win this series regardless of who's in it. I would have considered the Heat, but...
when you lose your 1A, it's so hard to do anything. Yeah. I'm surprised you're even being the Bulls right now, just the morale of the entire situation.
I agree. It wouldn't shock me either if either of them take a game either, but anyway.
And I mean, it's still halftime. Only down 10.
Yeah.
You know, a lot can happen.
So then we got Cavs Magic.
I think the Magic youth here really hurts them, but I think... Can Paolo take the next step into being from a 20 to 25 point scorer to being someone that's going to drop 30 for them? That's right. The question there, because the Cavs had that in Donovan Mitchell.
Right. I also think it's just, like you said, it's an experience thing, but also it all depends on how... I think some of the look at in this series is definitely like just the depth pieces, like how is Max Strus going to be on fire? Is Darius Garland going to be moving the ball around well, or is he going to be turning it over? Like, it's, but again, at the end of the day, when you have Donovan Mitchell, you have a pretty solid chance of winning a series. I think I'm going to go Cavs here just because of experience, but.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be Cavs and six.
Yeah.
Six is like my favorite number.
Six.
For best of seven. I love the number six.
I don't hate it.
I have Pacers over Bucks in seven.
Wow. With the news of Giannis being out, was it 2 to 4 weeks with a calf injury? It's not looking great.
I have.
And they have Doc Rivers.
I have. And here's the thing about the Bucks that really scares me. You know, they're 17-19 with Doc Rivers as their head coach.
It's so bad.
It's mediocre with two all-stars, one Hall of Famer, one borderline Hall of Famer, you know, and it's, yeah, man, I think it's going to be a series. I think it's going to be a dogfight. I think there's going to be points in this series when you're looking at, you know, the person you're watching it with being like, does either team want to win this game? Because it's going to be bad. And Dame hasn't looked like himself with the issues going on at home, just the scene in Milwaukee. It just has not turned out the way they have imagined it to work.
I think they should have kept what they had last year.
I think it's a Pacers in seven. I mean, they ran into a really hot team, you know, so.
Unfortunate matchup. I would have liked the Bucks here over like the Magic if they pulled that. Yeah, but I mean, the Pacers are hot right now, and there's no turning back for them, it looks like.
I don't know if they're hot, but I think, honestly, I think they're a better team than Milwaukee is without Giannis.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
We'll skip over Knicks.
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
We'll come back to it. So Thunder will play either the Kings or the Pelicans. Oh boy. Home run. Tampa Bay just scored a home run. Yankees down 1-0. Is it wild to think that
if the
Sacramento Kings make the playoffs, they could win?
I think there's always one playing team that's going to win a series. Yeah, I think everyone's bet is the Lakers.
I think the Lakers are going to get it done.
Well, I think the dark horse team is the Kings. Because, you know, I think with this, like, I love Chet. I love what he brings to the table offensively.
Right.
Guarding Zabonis is going to be a whole different story.
There's a specific way you have to defend him.
Yeah, and I don't think the Thunder have that.
Yeah, I'm thinking like how the Warriors, well, at least the Warriors just lost to the Kings, but I'm thinking how they defended him last year with just Draymond being so versatile. I don't think Chet has that ability yet. He's more of a rim protector.
Yeah, and I think...
I'm trying to think who else they...
I don't know. I hate the experience, you know, argument.
Everyone's saying that for this series.
Because listen, man, you got a top three in MVP voting this year in Che. You know, and I think the best is still yet to come for the Thunder, which is a terrifying statement. But I also think, you know, you never know. That's why you got to play out the games.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's going to happen. I think the Thunder win, but I don't think it's crazy to say that they lose first round.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go with Thunder.
If it's the Lakers, I'm pounding that all day. If the Lakers lose that game, the first game, and win the second, I think their AD would be a nightmare.
Tough pull for the Lakers this year.
Yeah, but still, if any team's going to do it, it's going to be the Lakers. And I know they're going up against the Nuggets.
Which we'll get into in a little bit. Clippers and Mavericks, that is easily the best round one matchup. No, you could argue Knicks Sixers too.
I think Knicks Sixers is going to be boring though, but it's going to be good.
Yeah, I think Clippers Mavs is just going to be high scoring. Like, oh man. Like, and you know the history of Doncic and the Clippers.
Yeah, it's going to be, can Luka just take over and keep doing what he's doing with Kyrie? You know, if that happens, Cameron, I'm sorry.
There's no help.
There's no way because you can't put Paul George on two people at once.
Future Sixer.
Kawhi. Yeah. I mean, I don't think the Clippers can go back-to-back years losing to the Mavs.
Error by the Yankees.
I think it's going to, it wasn't an error. It's a base hit.
What are you talking about? That's an error.
And he bought one on the transfer. Anyway, I don't think they go back-to-back.
Hey, Clippers.
I'm thinking Clippers in seven.
Even though the Mavs are a lot better this time around, I feel like the Clippers are the same team.
It's hard to beat a team back-to-back.
Here's the thing. I think a lot of this depends on how Harden plays. Are you getting Harden is going to average 20 and 8 assists? Or are you getting Harden that's giving you 11 a night, 12 a night with 4 assists or defense? Like, what are you getting here? Are you getting a healthy Kawhi as well?
I think there's a lot of question marks.
And Mavs have gotten better since the deadline.
Yeah, and I do also think that, you know, a series really comes down to who's the best player on the court. And Luka's going to win MVP.
Yes.
So, like, that's also really scary, I think, for the Clips. And it's a bad poll for the Clips, you know, if I'm being honest with you. But I still have Clippers in seven. I it's just a gut. There's no logic behind it. It's just what my gut's saying. I think it's Clippers in seven. I think Harden turns up a little bit. Because Harden doesn't have to be the primary, you know?
Right. We go Mavs in six.
Also, Russ. What Russ are we getting?
He hasn't been great this year.
Yeah, but he can be. Yes, I think.
Yeah. Timberwolves Suns. Also a great series.
I love the Timberwolves. I think the Suns are frauds.
Yeah, like my gut wants to say the Suns here. I just can't get over the very clear depth issue that the Suns have. Going out and signing Isaiah Thomas is very evident that they're desperate for depth.
It's Timberwolves in five.
So does this mean the Suns blow it up? Is this it? KD's not staying for a round.
KD's not staying. And, you know, I didn't love the Beal move at the time either. You know,
I didn't either.
So it's.
And they got it. I think they got a downgrade.
It was. Yeah, I agree.
For Nurkic, for Ayton. I think they got a downgrade.
And I think, you know, I think Booker's excellent. I think CP3's on his way out. I think KD still has 2 years left.
CP3's on the Warriors.
I knew that.
You did know that.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
It's okay.
That was like 2 years ago.
The Suns wish they had CP3 because yeah. they have no under control.
Like I think you blow it up, but you can't get rid of a Booker type player.
Yeah, you can. Ring, ring. Hello? Hello?
Oh, sorry. Hello.
OKC Thunder calling. Hi. We'd like to give you 4 first-round picks and Josh Giddey for Devin Booker. Are you saying no? Oh, you want 6 first-round picks? Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
I mean...
Because they have the ammo.
I mean... But the problem is that Booker needs the ball in his hand, and Shea needs the ball in his hand, and Chet needs to get his touches.
He's playing with Kevin Durant right now. You're telling me he can't play with Shea?
It's true. It's a valid point.
Oh my word! If Devin Booker went to the Thunder,
yeah, man,
that's electric.
Throw one out there. Just see if it sticks on the wall, because the Thunder have the best future when it comes to draft picks and future assets. I think the second team in the league is the Knicks with future assets.
Yes and no. I'd probably say Knicks are definitely up there.
Because they have 4 future tradable first round picks this offseason.
I'm trying to think of like...
And they have Mitch. Because they're going to re-sign Hardenstein. And I'm a full believer that Hardenstein is so much better than Mitch. And it's not because Mitch is a terrible player, but it's because that Mitch injuries problems. So you're going to get...
Mitch has an attitude problem.
You're going to get... No, he doesn't. I think Mitch is fine.
I think he's a lot better than he actually is.
I think Mitch is really good. I think Mitch just can't stand the court. 3 first-round picks and Mitch.
For who?
Booker.
No.
Listen, I'm just saying it could happen.
It could. I think you guys get Mitchell though.
What?
You get Donnie in free agency.
I don't want Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, you're getting him.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I have full faith in this front office. I don't want Donovan Mitchell.
Why not?
I want Dante. The way that he... Listen.
You want Dante DiVincenzo over Donovan Mitchell?
On the Knicks squad, yes.
Wow.
On the Knicks squad, yes. Because I'm not a casual, so I can say that. Because here's the thing. Brunson, you bring this up every single time I bring him up. Below par on defense. It doesn't mean he doesn't give outstanding hustle on defense. It's just because of the fact that he's not a great defender. You're going to put Donovan Mitchell in that backcourt? Yeah, they filled up the gaps on defense with getting Hart, with getting OG, with having Mitch, with having Hardenstein. All great defenders. Even Randall. But I think if the Knicks make the Eastern Conference Finals, I think he's gone too. Because I'm like Precious in that system more than I like Randall in that system. The problem is, Jake, is
we're gonna get to
Brunson is a superstar.
We're going to get to the Knicks.
And all of... Okay.
We have one more game.
All of the Knicks fans keep saying, we need that superstar. We're one superstar away. He's right in front of your eyes.
I mean, you are one piece away, though. I'd agree.
Okay, but who is that piece? Because I feel like we're knocking on the doorstep, and I don't think that one piece is a superstar taking the ball out of Brunson's hands. I just don't.
I think it is. It's so the Knicks are running a very heliocentric system. Brunson ball, running picks for him, get him into his spots. The problem is. Not saying that's easy to scheme against, but you just can't win that way. You can't win playing heliocentric ball in the NBA anymore. Title wise, you look at the Nuggets. Jokic needs Murray to win the title. You look at the Lakers when they won that series in COVID. They needed that too with LeBron. So the guy, Anthony Davis, you need that too. You need that 1-2 punch. Mavs went out and traded for Kyrie. It's just how the NBA is sculptured now. You need a 1-2 punch at least. And then your three, who would be OG Anunoby?
No, it wouldn't.
Is perfect.
OG's not the three.
Yes, he is.
Dante's the three.
Okay. All right. It doesn't matter. OG, Dante, whatever.
I thought you heard that too, is. And you're going to hate me for saying it.
Swear if you say, go ahead.
It's Julius Randle.
Okay. Well, you're not winning a title with Julius Randle.
Okay. So. Well, that's the 1-2 punch.
It's really not. You're not winning a title with
Julius Randle. You look at the plus minuses before he got hurt.
You're not winning a title with Julius Randle.
And you look at the
playoffs. I don't trust Julius Randle. I don't.
Okay. That's fair. No. And fair enough. He hasn't done anything in the playoffs to say, oh, yeah, look at me. But I never thought Julius Randle was a 1A scorer.
And I don't think Julius Randle is that good of a basketball player.
Okay. That's great. There's two players in the entire league before he got hurt that were averaging 25
plus.
Are we
just skipping Nuggets Lakers?
Just let me finish. There are two players in the league that had 25 plus with an overall plus minus of 10 before he got hurt. Okay. All I'm saying is that duo was up there. With the best of them before he got hurt, especially after the OG trade. Lakers, Nuggets in six.
I agree. All right. Well, let's talk about the series that we're here for. Hey, Ty,
what's that for you, Mike?
Ty, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
So, Tyler Scale here, everyone. Welcome.
So,
Tyler Scale. Can the New York Knicks, the New York Knickerbockers, can they win an NBA championship with Julius Randle on the roster?
Never.
Okay. Now.
And if they win this year, it's because he's not going to be playing.
Thank you. Okay. Now, Blaine just told me, oh, what the plus minus. Oh, but. No, I don't want to hear it. Julius Randle is the most fraudulent all-star I've ever seen in my life.
To have ever existed.
It is unbelievable how easy it is to scheme against Julius Randle, which is why he plays off on the playoffs every single year. And do not sit here and tell me that Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle is one of the best 1-2 punches in the NBA. Don't even. If the Knicks ever want to contend, Julius Randle needs to go. And they need to actually sign a 2. Meaning they need to go get...
Don't say Donovan Mitchell. I don't want him.
He literally said to me that he'd rather have, in this system, he'd rather have Dante DiVincenzo over Donovan Mitchell. It's unbelievable.
Stats show that if you want to win an NBA championship, you have a need to at least have a top 5 player in the NBA. Jalen Brunson will never be a top 5 player in the NBA. I may go as far as to say that Joel Embiid is not a top 5 player in the NBA. Not when it comes to playoff time.
Not when it comes to playoffs. I probably agree.
Was it the Heat series or the Cavs series they didn't like from Brunson last year?
Give me Denver in 7 against Boston.
Can you hear me? What didn't you like about the 30 points a game against the Heat last year in the playoffs?
You know, it's...
That he gave up 60.
It's...
And you think Donovan Mitchell's going to help that backcourt, though?
Someone's got to score buckets on a team. Not to say that Jalen Brunson isn't a fantastic NBA player. The only difference is...
But he's not top 5.
He's not a winner.
Right, because he didn't win 2 national championships at Nova.
He's not an NBA winner.
College basketball. He doesn't, different.
He doesn't have that mentality like some of these dogs do. So give me Boston. They might lose 2 games in the East. That's stretching for me as well. So easy dubs for Boston. We'll see them in Denver. Hopefully Denver can squeeze it out because Boston is the worst in the
world. I hate the Boston Celtics.
That's for you, Joshua Smith, and Toby Smith as well.
Yeah.
I hate Boston.
I hate Boston. Boston, everything.
You all can agree on something.
I hate the Bruins.
I hate the Bruins.
I hate the Celtics.
Everything.
I hate the Patriots.
Everything.
And God knows, I hate nothing more
than the Red Sox.
Boston Red Sox. That's going to be a great clip.
It is going to be a great clip.
It's going to be a great clip. Fantastic.
Thank you, Tyler Scare, for your wisdom. Because, man, I just cannot believe that you just said that Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson is a top duo in the NBA.
The month of January, they were. Whether or not he got hot, sure. Month of January, they were. And I think I'll never say anything bad about Julius Randle because he made New York basketball relevant again. And I don't think that Jalen Brunson comes to New York without RJ or Randle being on that team. I just don't think he does, whether his dad's there or not. So I won't say a bad thing about Julius Randle. Knicks look good with or without him, which is why I think he's going to be traded, especially if they make a good postseason run. And I like Precious. And Precious is young.
He's okay. He's
okay. Well, I okay, almost, like, okay, okay. So my thing is, yeah, you're probably going to get a better power forward. Who?
He barely played on the Raptors for a reason.
He's a great
depth player. I'll give you it. He's a good depth player. Sure. Is he a starter in the NBA? No.
Oh, yeah. I don't think he's a starter.
Okay. That's what you were saying.
I don't think he's a starter.
Like,
on a bad team, he's a starter. But I also think that Tibbs gets the most out of his players.
He's a
Tibbs kind of player. He puts his head down. And he just goes to work.
Yeah, the problem is, he works hard, but, like, again, this is playoff basketball. If you're not providing anything on offense, anything, you don't play.
Defense wins championships, big boy. Defense wins championships.
We're talking football. We're talking the NBA here. This is the National Basketball Association.
Listen, all I'm going to say is there was a time at the All-Star break where the NBA officials got together with the commissioner. And the commissioner said, we can't have players scoring 50 points on abundance with 35 free throws. And the fouls have been down. And I think they're going to continue to be down throughout the playoffs because it's playoff basketball and the refs understand that. So I think your little free throw merchants like Harden, like Embiid, like whoever else gets to the line 25 times in a game, like Giannis, it's going to really... They're great. They're unbelievable players. They're going to put up the points that you're thinking they're going to put up. And you're going to call it NBA defense? And it's like... No, I'm not going to say it. I said I wasn't going to talk. I'm not going to talk.
No, please.
I'm not going to talk.
No, please.
No.
Speak your mind, John Moore.
I don't know. Brunson went up to TD Garden, put up 39 and three quarters, and shot two free throws. Brunson gets nothing.
Yeah, he doesn't because he doesn't drive to the paint. He either does a floater or he shoots a mid-range. He doesn't drive to the paint. Now imagine guarding Joel Embiid, who's...
We did.
Who's... Shut up.
We did when he was healthy.
Stop it. Imagine.
Okay, why are you going to say stop it? Because he had a minus 16. He had 8 turnovers and put up 17 points when we beat you by 36 in January.
Oh, in January?
Okay. I'm just saying we already did it.
Right. Anyway. The series is going to come down to depth. It's not about the stars.
It's always about the stars, Jake.
It is, but like, is it though?
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
Okay,
because you don't win that game. What's that game thing of where Dante hits
11
three threes in the span of 2 minutes?
I love Dante. I think fans are going to have a hard time realizing that Dante really isn't all this next year, and that he's going to take a step back. It's going to be a minor step back, but I think he's been one of the best shooters. Night in, night out in the league since the trade deadline. 275 three-pointers made on 40% shooting clip. There's two players in the league. Curry and Dante. I'm here for it. I'm here. I'm on the Dante train. I think him and Brunson work so well together. Roommates now playing at MSG is something you dream of. I'm so here for all of it. Anyway, Nuggets in six. Although anything can happen when you got the Lakers.
When you have the GOAT.
Yeah. Oh, no. I didn't say yeah to that. When you have one of the best players to ever touch basketball.
When you have the greatest of all time. LeBron.
I forgot longevity means everything.
It does.
6-0.
Against Plumbers.
6-0.
Against Plumbers.
LeBron would be out of the league in 8 years with that kind of physicality.
Jordan wouldn't beat the Warriors in this current day and age.
So. Okay, and LeBron had everything around him. Jordan had...
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Kyrie.
Did he?
Yeah, he did. Oh, Kyrie. That's
everything? Against who? The Looney Tunes squad? We're getting off track. We can't. We can have a podcast about this. I'd love to have a podcast about the GOAT debate.
Who's the best player in football, Jake, of all time?
Peyton Manning. Jalen.
Who's the best quarterback? Ooh, sorry.
Brian Dawkins.
Who is the best player of all time in football?
Westbrook. Shady McCoy.
You know the answer. Say it. Say it with your chest. Be proud of it.
Devontae Smith.
Say it with your chest.
John Elway.
Okay. It's Tom Brady, right?
It is Tom Brady, but that's a different story.
Okay, so why are you saying it's Tom Brady?
Why am I saying it's
Tom Brady? Yeah, why are you saying it's Tom Brady?
Statistically, he is the best quarterback of all time.
Really? Because he doesn't have the most passing yards. Drew Brees has that. So why are you saying Tom Brady? Why do you say Tom Brady? Answer my question and we can move on.
This is a different discussion.
Answer my question. Is it because he's won the most Super Bowls out of any player of all time?
It's a different discussion.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he didn't do it against Plumbers.
Oh, okay.
And against, he actually did it against...
Oh, so Karl Malone's a plumber? Patrick Ewing's a plumber?
Yes. Okay. Compared to this NBA? Yes, they are.
Jake, oh my God. It's a different game. Okay? You can't say that Michael Jordan would have arrived.
Who did he play against? Oh, the Bad Boy Pistons.
You can't, Reggie Miller. You can't, Ben Wallace. You're just bringing up names to prove your point.
Isaiah Thomas.
Reggie Miller.
This is who?
This is greatest for the 3-point shooter before Curry. Reggie Miller.
Okay, I was gonna catch you there. Ray Allen. But go ahead. Ray Allen.
Who had the most 3-pointers? Who did he have to pass? Did he have to pass Ray Allen or Reggie Miller? Tell me.
I'm taking Ray Allen.
You are retarded. You worry. You judge greatness based off of championships. Whether you like him, hate him, or don't think he's good, Michael Jordan got it done in the postseason. Got it done.
Put him in LeBron shoes, he's not winning titles. I'm sorry.
Oh, right, because I forgot LeBron had D-Wade and Bosh and Ray Allen and Haslam.
Oh, are we going to talk about the 1 year that Jordan retired to duck teams? Because we all knew he wasn't going to win the title those years.
He ducked because he got in gambling issues. And how? And tell me how did the Bulls do? And tell me how did the Bulls do? And tell me how the Bulls did?
They were perfectly fine.
Oh, they were? Because that's the 1 year the Knicks made the NBA Finals in 1994. So tell me how that went. They didn't even make it to the Finals.
Right. I'm not
because
saying
they didn't have Jordan.
I'm not saying Jordan's not. Okay, yeah, that's like taking LeBron off the Cavs after they won a year and saying, oh, how did the Cavs do? They did awful. They were awful.
Yeah. And so were the Bulls. Well, I mean, they weren't awful. But they weren't as good.
They were still good. Because why? Because he had one of the best players in the league with him.
Who, Pippen?
And the best rebounder in the league. Who he had to pick up because he almost had a scare against the Jazz. Right. Also had the greatest coach of all time.
You judge greatness based off... Dude, Spoelstra's a genius. Okay? So let's take it easy. One of the greatest... Greatness is measured in postseason success.
Right.
That's why Eli Manning's going to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
6-0. Nuggets in six. Frick me.
Bron is still my good.
Frick me. All right. My finals prediction, because I just want to get into the Knicks Sixers. I think.
I thought we already talked about Knicks Sixers.
No, we haven't touched the surface yet. I've just been talking about how freaking awesome Dante is.
Nuggets Celtics. I'm sorry.
I really don't trust the Celtics.
I do. They look really good. The only fault they have is their head coach.
They look really good against not great teams.
I mean, when you lose less than 20 games, you're a pretty darn good
team. I'm not saying they're not really good. I just have my concerns. Also, how hard is it to go back-to-back to the finals? I just think when it's so cut and dry,
in the NBA,
it never is.
Not that hard.
It's not as hard as other sports. I'll give you that. It's still hard.
Yeah, but when you have the best, even though he's not going to win MVP this year, still the best player in the league. When you have the best player in the league.
Yeah. I'll say Nuggets Celtics so I don't sound like an idiot. But I really...
I mean, who else?
Anything can happen. That's why you play at the games. Who said the Heat over Milwaukee?
A lot of people. Probably.
Probably.
I wasn't really surprised by that series. They got outcoached.
How do you feel about then Miami making a finals run? No one was ready for that. No. Last year, no one was ready for that.
I mean, yeah.
It's why you play the games. So I'm saying anything can happen. So I'll take the cookie cutter answer in Nuggets Celtics. I'll say, I think I already said too much. I didn't want to say this much about the Knicks. Because I don't know. I don't feel like I need to talk about them.
The Knicks?
I know what we have. And I'm looking forward to an absolute dogfight in a series. Because whoever thinks that Philly's a freaking walkthrough is idiotic. I think it's going to be a really good series. I think Joel Embiid, even at 60%, is terrifying. I think people on the Sixers can get really hot really fast. I think Nick Nurse is a great head coach. I think Kyle Lowry is going to give fits to whoever he's defending. Yeah.
I would just like to say...
I got Knicks in six, by the way.
I would just like to say... I have Sixers in six. So the series can go anyway. I would just like to say... with Joel Embiid healthy and Maxey and everything before... We obviously lost our best player. The Sixers were 1.5 games under the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference. And we're looking like the scariest problem for the Boston Celtics. I understand that was a long time ago, but at that time...
Yeah, what was that, December?
Joel Embiid was averaging 36.
Was it December? When did he get hurt?
He got hurt mid-January.
Mid-January?
I believe. We were looking like Boston's biggest problem. And everyone was worried about the depth of the Sixers. De'Anthony Melton might be on his way back, who would be massive for the Sixers in guarding Brunson this series. Probably one of our best perimeter defenders on the team, who we haven't had all year. Then you got Nicholas freaking thick booty Batum dropping 6 threes in that win against Miami. It's just electric. Buddy Hield, inconsistent, but he's a shooter. He's playing hard defense. He's making the right plays. Nick Nurse has these boys playing great defense. I don't see a reason why we don't win this series. That's my piece.
Oh, Oh, yeah, I got through. Sorry, I'm watching the Yankees. Let's go. You like that air?
My screensaver keeps coming up. I gotta change that real fast.
Yeah, sorry. I got distracted there because it went right to Meade's legs. Close the wickets, big guy. Yeah, I think it's going to be an awesome series. I think it's going to be super fun to watch it with Philly fans. You know, I'm fully expecting, you know, that the Sixers could very easily win this series, you know, because, you know, they got good pieces. They're a good team. You know, there's no easy matchup when it comes to the NBA playoffs. You know, it's the same with hockey. It's going to be a grinding battle throughout seven games. You know, it's just, you know, who starts taking over. I absolutely hate the way Embiid's looking.
He looked good to close out the Heat game.
Yeah, but the fact that he's even so questionable before tomorrow night's game, man. But it sucks to see because he's such a unique talent that it's just so much fun watching him go to work each
he's
and every
been
day.
He's so unlucky every year.
And like, it sucks to see. It really does. I feel terrible for him. You know, he changed Philly basketball. He embraced the culture there. The culture embraced him. You know, yeah, just like the Kawhi shot, a couple unlucky bounces, and I think things go a different way for the Sixers over the past years. But I like, with that being said, you can't change what is right now. And the Knicks make it into a 94-foot game. It's gonna be really tough for Embiid. Just physically, health wise. Not saying he can't do it. Not saying the Sixers can't do it. I'm looking forward to the series. I think it's going to be a great series. I have the Knicks in six. And I don't feel like I need to harp on their praises. You know, you don't walk into a 50-win season.
With what the Sixers done this year, I'm happy with 47. I mean, I'm interested to see how Nick Nurse defends Brunson. I think Nurse is one of the smarter coaches in the NBA, just in regards to how tactful he is, what he's going to throw at Brunson, how he's going to incorporate Maxey pick and roll with Embiid. Whether or not, I mean, we saw late in the Heat game, Nick Batum was ending the game off over Tobias Harris. Is Tobias Harris going to have a big role in this series? I have no idea. Frankly, I'm pretty much out on Harris. I've been out on Harris for a long time.
You mean Caitlin Clark in the corner?
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, I really think the depth is, obviously the stars are going to get their buckets, right? You're probably going to get at least 20 to 25 from Embiid. You're getting 20 from Maxey. Then what? Then how's it going to go? Are you getting a lights out Nick Batum? Are you getting a Kelly Oubre game? Are you getting, you know, it all depends. And it's the same for the Knicks. Like, are you getting an OG Anunoby who's hitting 4 to 5 threes in the corner? Are you getting a Dante DiVincenzo dropping 20 plus? Like, it's going to come down to, like,
I think you are. I'm not going to say anything else about the Knicks. I think you absolutely are going to get 20 points out of Dante. Especially if Nick Nurse's only concern is Brunson. And listen, OG doesn't have to put up any points because I know we can stick him on whoever and he'll be fine. Maybe not Embiid. But I think you stick him on anyone else.
Wouldn't shock me if you put him on
there. Yeah, I think Hardenstein. And I think Hardenstein and Mitch and just keep subbing them in and out, keeping them fresh. So yeah, I think the Knicks in six, and I think they're going to just show you why, you know. They play good, hard basketball for 48 minutes. They don't take their foot off the gas. It doesn't matter if they're up 20 or down 20. And I think it epitomizes New York. Yeah, I love the team. So I won't sing their praises. They're just going to have to go out there and do it. I got the Knicks at six.
Yeah, that's really it.
I just want to put this on the record. I don't want people thinking that I'm going to say this. But I think it's a real possibility.
Yeah, it got through. Go send them home.
2-1 Yankees.
No, 1-1.
Yeah, come on, Cabrera. Where's Waddo? Oh, he's on first base, baby. Come on, 1-1.
Let's go, baby. Sorry. Yeah. I want to put this on the record. I'm not saying it's going to happen. In fact, I don't think it's going to happen at all. It was a terrible bounce.
That's tough for the first baseman.
Yeah, Margot, what are we doing?
Brutal.
Dogs are out to play. Oh, look at that. That food. There's an energy in the Bronx again, and I love it. Anyway. So, if the Knicks happen to get past the Sixers, that's a huge if. If they happen to get past the Sixers, with the news of Giannis and the Pacers, who I think we match up really well.
You have a nice look at the Eastern Conference.
Finals.
Yeah.
And with Embiid and Giannis being hurt, I think Boston's worst nightmare, because we've all seen New York City after the Knicks win one playoff game. I wouldn't want to be Boston walking into the Garden with 20,000 Knicks fans in an Eastern Conference final game. And at that point, got through! 2-1 Yanks! Come on, Volpe! Woo! Come on, Yanks! I love it. I absolutely love it. Sorry. Listen, I think that's Boston's worst nightmare at this point. And I think Boston has enough talent to just drown out the noise and deal with it. But I think there's a real possibility if the Knicks get to the Eastern Conference Finals, there's a lot of momentum then rolling. I just want to put that on the record that I think that is definitely a possibility, although not likely. Anyway, yeah, so I think that's our little NBA preview. I know you guys probably wanted to hear me get worked up over the Knicks.
I'm excited for the series, man.
I'm super pumped for it.
I love playoff basketball.
I'm super pumped. I love
playoff hockey.
I'm super pumped for it. I know you want the transition. I got to watch Soto. Oh! Soto! Second deck! 5-1! Oh, what a shot! Oh, my word! The stadium's up for grabs! Oh, my word! Yeah, you like that, Easton? Oh, yeah! Bye, ball! Woohoo! I love this team! I'm going to have to put explicit content warning on this episode because they just dropped the F-bomb in the dugout. Oh my gosh. Okay. Woo! And we just disconnected the mics.
And it's over.
All right.
And it's over.
And it's over the episode. I got to do the hockey real fast. Oh my word.
Soto just piped it.
That was exhilarating, man. That thing went 450, dude.
He piped it. And now Judge on the freaking mound. Mound. Bag.
Batter's box?
Batter's box.
Casual.
Such a casual.
Casual. I'm sorry. Oh, wait. Oh, I muted. Oh, he knew it right away. Look at him talking to the bat foot. Oh, dude. I wish I had a sister or daughter, man.
Anyway.
Because he needs to be in my life.
No, but... Alright, ladies and gentlemen.
You just knew it right away. Sorry! Okay, wait. Hockey.
Wayne's gonna finish off.
Yeah, I want to talk about some hockey real fast.
I'm trying to watch One Tree Hill.
Yeah, we love One Tree Hill. You go down there and set it up. I'm gonna talk... Actually, no, stay up here. I'm gonna be no more than 5 minutes. People are making sacrifices for us to do what we love. So I'm going to keep it short here. So I think the Knicks have that possibility.
I mean, yeah, they have the route.
They have the route. I think
both. It's the same with the Sixers.
Yeah. I think whoever wins this series is going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. Can they beat Boston? Probably not. But
There's always a chance.
There's always a chance.
That's why you play the games.
That's why you play.
Special teams, special plays,
special players.
Special players. Can I see your mic real fast?
Yeah, of course, hon.
Thanks, babe. Listen, there was nothing worse than losing to the Devils last year.
Mm-hmm.
Big Mike Lamontola. Love him.
I hate him.
I was rough seeing him after that. We had all the superstars, but it just didn't feel like a team. And it was... It's heartbreak after heartbreak. And, you know, I remember sitting down on the couch back in 2014 and crying out my eyes after I see Lundqvist, my hero, face down on the ice on a second overtime winner in Game 5 against the Kings. And I was just like, I thought we were supposed to win this, Dad. I knew we were supposed to win this. This was it, man. I wanted it. And Dad, I know you're listening. And you looked over at me and you said probably the most inspirational thing you've ever said to me. You looked me right in the eyes. You knew I was good enough to hear this. You said, Jack, it's a gift and a curse being a Rangers fan. There's two things in this life with being a Rangers fan. One, it is nothing but pain and misery. Because just when you think you have it, it's over. And two, you get one cup in your life. You get one cup in your life. One Stanley Cup. And you think that you want to cash it in when you're 12 years old? I looked at him and I was like, I really don't, actually. Dad? Dad, I want to cash it in. Dad, I won it this year. Dad, I want the garden rocking. I want to see the blue shirts on the ice. Dad, I want the Rangers to bring it home! Finally! I want to cash it in! It's this year! This is the year! It's been 30 years since that promise in Game 6, we're going to bring you a cup! I want the cup! I'd fight for my meals! Give it to me! Game 1, Sunday, 3 p.m. Let's go, Rangers! Let's freaking go! Come on! President's Trophy! Most wins in the franchise, most points in the franchise. This year's special. This year's different. Bring on the Caps. Bring on the Bruins. Bring on the Stars. I want them. We're the best team in the league. We're the best goaltender in the league. With Matt Rampe on the ice. Give it to me. And at the end of it all. Oh, I just pressed on a random ad. I don't know what it is. At the end of it all, we're going to be standing there. And we're going to be looking down at our beautiful Rangers. And this song's going to be playing at Madison Square. Oh, it might be an ad. Oh, Dave McCormick. He was born and raised here. You know where I was born and raised? At Madison Square, baby! And we're going to be playing this song from the rooftops. I need a championship this year, Jake. I need one so bad. I've been nothing but pain and hurt for so freaking long. I need one. Oh, we're skipping ahead a bit. Keep going. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Best victory song in the league. Best goal song in the league. Best warm-up song in the league. Give me it all. Thanks for listening to the Offseason Podcast. We'll see you next week for the NFL Draft, baby.